Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Mary Blake, who just arrived in the studio. A healer in many incarnations this time around, Mary's natural ability was shocked into action at age 15 by a bolt of lightning. It shot down the wall 3 feet from her and activated the part of her brain involved with healing. 3 weeks later, she gave her first massage. For many years, she denied her healing ability, convincing herself that she just gave good massages. In 1978, she met other healers for the first time and experienced a spontaneous healing of lung cancer. The realization that she had denied her God-given gift led to a lifetime commitment to work as an instrument of divine purpose. After years of study both here and in the United Kingdom, her life work multi-life therapy began. The training started as a once-in-a-lifetime event and turned into a spiritual apprenticeship. At first, she learned by watching and listening as spirit took clients into other incarnations, revealed the origin of their karmic blocks, rewrote history, and erased karma. It grew into a full partnership working with spirit, helping clients and their soul brothers and sisters to discover the cause of negative karma, make the necessary choices, avoid the conflict entirely, and live a happy, productive life. The changes occur on the core consciousness level, and the resulting freedom from negative karma is often life-changing. Multi-life therapy taps deeply into the subterranean levels of consciousness that impact upon our lives on every level, mundane to spiritual. Now today, Mary and I are going to have a topic discussion up front. We have 5 callers on the line. We will get to you all. Let me just say this about Mary. She is an extremely skilled healer. She is also billed as a psychic, but her style is different from other psychics. She's very down to earth, and she guides you to find the solutions to your own questions. And I think you'll be delighted when you talk with her. She's a very compassionate and very wise woman who's been around the block many, many times. Okay, let me welcome Mary. Mary, you're live. How are you?
I am live. You are right.
Yes, and tomorrow's your birthday.
It is indeed.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us at the last minute. Folks, we were supposed to have Sue Breen on today, but she had a medical situation, and I will have her back probably sometime in July. Mary is a wonderful guest to have on the show, and she was gracious enough to step in at the last minute. And that's why we have so few callers, because it was last minute. But we've got plenty of calls, and we'll have a great time. Mary, I don't know if I asked you, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm just absolutely great.
Well, wouldn't it be lovely if it could be that way all the time?
Well, it is that way most of the time. I think we, too often, we kind of expect too much of life. We expect wonderful things to happen around us, and we don't realize that we are creating that wonderful stuff and we're looking for it sometimes in the wrong places and in the wrong ways. And when a lot of times people want things to be like they expected them to be, instead of helping them.
Yes, so true. We do create our own realities, and we create our own happiness. Nothing outside of us can do that for us.
Absolutely.
I love
the story of the woman who had lived a very, very beautiful life, in very elegant surroundings and very happily married, and her husband's injuries, the way he died, took a long time, and it took most of their money. And so she was, shall we say, going down in life as far as the way she used to live and everything. And she was taken to one of these senior centers, you know, where people have a little room and everything. And as they were going in the front door, she says, I'm going to love it. I'm just going to love it. And one of the attendants was shocked. She said, how could that be? I mean, you haven't even seen it at all yet. And she says, oh, really? I mean, I decided. I chose to love it. So, of course, I'm going to love it.
There you go. That is the secret. Yes. And I love the word chose or choice, because we always have a choice each step of the way, and it's up to us to create a positive reality by making a positive choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Mary, you're a healer, and you have healed yourself. You've healed many people in a variety of fashions, emotionally, physically, and perhaps otherwise. And today we were going to talk a little bit about healing, and I don't know if it's a caveat or not, but I wondered if you wanted to talk about a situation where somebody deeply desires a healing and then they have trouble accepting the healing.
Right. Well, you know, I encountered an amaze, and I was kind of floored when it happened. At the end of the very first healing class that I ever gave, the woman who had volunteered her apartment for the healing said, "Well, what about me? I have a sore neck. Well, don't I get a free healing? I mean, I volunteered in my class." So I said, "Sure." So the medical student who had engineered the class asked if she could do some healing, and I said, "Sure." And I stood behind the woman, and my student stood in front, and she had followed my directions and started beaming energy at her. And of course, I was behind beaming energy in what we call a dyad. If two healers reinforce each other's healing, the energy is just multiplied tremendously.
Makes sense.
So all of a sudden, her head kind of jerked, and she said, "What was that? I felt like my head just went off my body." And I said, I just blurted it out because the kind the choice that I have made is to be an instrument of divine purpose. I just let it flow. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So my mouth opened up and said, looks like you got on the wrong side of a guillotine.
Oh.
And I saw a flash, you know, the flash of metal, shining metal. And I knew exactly what had happened. And she was livid. She was furious. She says, it wasn't like that with the other woman. Well, how could it be? She was a totally different woman in a totally different situation with a whole bunch of different karma, you know? So
her karma involved having had her head sliced off in a previous incarnation.
Yeah. And if she had worked with it, her sore neck, which she had for years and years, would have gone away. But she wanted what she wanted. She sat down with the expectations, and she didn't get what she expected. And spirit just doesn't bother with giving us what we expect. Spirit gives us what we need.
Yes. That's a very important point.
So, expectations, a lot of times are kind of silly because, you know, from the movies and from some of those gypsies that with all of their neon lights on that claim to be psychic and everything, and all they really are is bunco artists. But
right.
they dress up and they use this tone of voice, you know, and so people are fooled into thinking that they're with a real psychic. And and the funniest thing is that a psychic is just an ordinary person who happens to have different gifts and different skills.
Well, the one thing that's interesting to me is that most of the psychics I've had on the show say that we all have psychic potential. And what is it that causes some people to open up to that potential, whereas most of us, I don't know, we seem to deny or discount our intuitive, or not even realize what our intuition is about different situations?
Again, let's go back to the expectations.
Okay.
If you're expecting something bizarre, something earth-shattering, something amazing, you're liable not to get it. And if you're trying too hard, you won't get it. Because think about the energy. Okay, this is pure energy. We are made of energy, and we use energy to move and do things. Without energy, nothing happens. Right?
That's right.
Okay. So the way we use the energy is we open up and let it flow through us. If you think about an iron rod and a balloon of the same diameter, which one is going to hold the most water?
The balloon.
Of course. Because the water can flow into it, and it gives with it. It expands and it lets the energy flow through. When you are pushing and trying so hard, you're more like that steel rod.
Makes sense. Rigid.
Yes, yes. And so in order for spirit to work with us, we need to be open and receptive. And
I wondered if that is what the art of allowing refers to, that has been bandied about as a term by others.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I must say, there have been times when my mouth said things I was so embarrassed about.
Only you've done that?
and the spirit was telling it like it is. I was working with a woman who had, oh my goodness, she had spurs on her vertebrae. On each vertebrae she had spurs, and every movement she made was pain. She was pain sitting up, lying down, turning over, walking, whatever. And I had her on the bed, and I just climbed up on the bed with her and started working on her back. And all of a sudden, my mouth says to her, "What are you doing with all this weight on you? You're not supposed to be fat." And I went,
"Oops.
It's going to kill me, you know."
So what happened then?
But the energy kept flowing. She says, "You're right, Mary." She said,
"Oh,
it was
okay.
A terrible thing they did with to me." And so I said, "Who? What did they do to you?" She said, "The doctors." I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "How did that happen?" She said, "Well, I was in the hospital, and they gave me a very, very powerful chemical that was meant for a woman two doors down the hall, and I gained 70 pounds.
Oh, my.
Okay. And then, and then my mouth said, "You were very, very beautiful in another lifetime. You're beautiful now, but in this other lifetime, you were really, really beautiful." And she said, "I know." And I said, "And you misused it, didn't you?" And she went, "You're right." And of course, my hands are just going along up and down her spine and gently massaging, because I didn't dare put tremendous pressure on her, because who knows with all those spurs and everything, something terrible could have happened.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I hear crackling like castanets. And I said, it was just flowing out of me. And I said, "Look, you don't have to worry anymore. You have paid your dues. And God doesn't punish people. God gives us a chance to make our own mistakes and learn our own lessons."
Mm-hmm.
"And you have learned your lesson. So you don't have to suffer anymore." And the vertebrae going pop, 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 pop. And
really?
The energy was just flowing like crazy. So I climbed off the bed and looked at her, and I said, "Okay, call me when you're down to a size 12.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
If she had responded the way that other woman did, this was not what I expected from this healing. There never would have been a healing.
Well, let me make an analogy to what will probably happen today for those callers that are lucky enough to talk to Mary. And that is, if you have an expectation of receiving fortune telling, you're going to be sadly disappointed. Mary works with your situation, your challenge, and she helps you come to discover what is a viable solution for you. So keep that in mind. You can ask whatever you want, but you're not going to get your fortune told today. And Mary, we've had several more calls come in, so I think we better head over to the phone lines.
Okay.
We're not going to be able to get everybody. So if you want to contact Mary, either for a multi-life therapy session, which is her specialty, or for some other purpose, Mary, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
My phone number is 212-724-4081.
212-724-4081. If you didn't write it down, just go back to the podcast to the 22-minute mark. And right now, we're going to go to Donna, who is caller number one. And Donna, you're live.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Hi, Mary.
Sure.
Hi, Donna.
How are you?
I'm terrific. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Well, maybe you can help me with this. I was in a relationship 10 years ago. He passed, and I just haven't been able to meet anybody. And I did get on online dating, and nothing happened with that. I went on a little coffee thing with a fellow, and he was too old, and he just went, not that age matters, but for me, you know, because I like fun things. It just wasn't fun enough for me, I guess. So I don't know how to go about it anymore. I've tried the dating sites. I go out, and I'm 64, and it's kind of hard to meet someone at that age for some reason.
Hi.
Maybe it's my sound.
Well, if you think it's hard, it will be hard.
Okay.
Number one. What sort of a relationship are you open to?
Mostly like companionship, and you know, someone that I care for and cares for me, and yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to get married. And I would like it to go into marriage, you know, to be with somebody in my elder years.
Okay. Uh-huh. Well, what is there about you that you bring, that you would bring to that that kind of relationship?
Oh, well, I'm very compassionate. I'm sensitive. I'm very understanding. I'm open-minded. And,
Are you fun to be with?
I am fun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm a traveler. I've done a lot of traveling around the world. And, yeah, I'm good at making plans and getting things done. And I get things done.
Uh-huh.
Persevere that way. I don't just say it and then not do it. I actually do it. And, yeah.
Okay. And what are the things that you really enjoy doing?
Well, I enjoy reading. I enjoy meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy going to the beach. I enjoy going to the gym. I enjoy going to lectures.
Okay,
I enjoy taking classes, adult classes. I'm doing that. Going to the spiritual church. And
okay.
We have a spiritual church here. I enjoy that. And,
good.
Yeah, I enjoyed going out with my friends, going out to lunch, dinner. Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, that's what I suggest you continue doing.
Okay.
Do the things you enjoy and really, really open up and participate in those things that you enjoy, and be open. But don't expect.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, because, yeah, it does, because that would be a letdown then. That's like having a high expectation and then not meeting it, yeah.
Exactly. But what I suggest you do is, the mirror meditations, how you accept and respect yourself and you appreciate yourself just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just enjoy being you. Enjoy the air you're breathing. Enjoy the colors around you. Enjoy everything, and that enjoyment and that appreciation is going to attract the right kind of person to you. So what you really want to do is you want to ramp up your enjoyment of life.
Okay.
And the more you enjoy life, the more people want to be around you.
Yeah.
You know? And the more people want to be around you, and the happier you make them, pretty soon something is going to be happening. But
okay.
Just live your life. Remember living every single day as if it's the only one you had.
Mm.
What Stardust, the spirit, my number one spirit guide, always says, there's only one time, and it's now. There's only one place, and it's here. Because here and now is the only time you can ever do anything.
That's it. That's so true.
So when you live in the moment and just suck the last squeeze the last drop of joy out of everything that you do, then how can anybody resist you?
Yeah.
But, I suspect because you were trying so hard. Sometimes you send off the odd energy vibes because you're trying so hard.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you do, make it the most wonderful thing you could possibly be doing. Just do it. Pay attention to the people. Look into their eyes. Ask them any question about them. Make it about them, not about you. Let spirit move with you and through you, instead of being out there somewhere. Let the joy that you have, let it just flow from you.
Okay. I'll do that. Wow, that was very helpful. Thank you very much, Nick.
You are absolutely
Perfect.
Welcome.
Thank you, Donna. And thank you for bringing that subject to the table, and especially in the manner that you did bring it forward. I think that it opened you to some more sound suggestions, and suggestions that probably will apply to other callers on the line right now, perhaps, or people who listen to the podcast, because I find that relationships are one of the top three questions that people bring to the table. So thank you, Donna.
Yeah, thank you. And that was very helpful. You too have a nice day.
Right.
And you have
too.
A nice life.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
Okay.
There you go.
Sure.
Okay, Donna. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Shanika is our next caller. And Shanika, you are live, hon. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just had a question. I met a woman maybe about 7 months ago now, and I do love her, and I know it's a deeper connection, and I just wanted some insight, if possible, on what is the connection.
Okay. Is this is Is this a love connection? Is this a friendship connection? Is it a business connection?
Love connection.
Okay, I thought so. Okay. It seems like this person you were almost drawn to them from across the room, kind of thing, when you first met.
Mm-hmm.
That usually is a sign that you've known each other in another lifetime, and I would suspect that that's very strong. Sometimes when we reconnect with loved ones from other lifetimes, we can fulfill some karma. We can release some old energy that doesn't belong there. Most importantly, I would say that you work through whatever is between you as if you were just two people who just met. Because once you start thinking about, I wonder if this was something that happened in another lifetime, it might interfere with what you're doing right now. If, on the other hand, you really want to explore it and find out, the most perfect way to do it is through my life work, which is the multi-life therapy, and literally go into that other lifetime and work with that other incarnation and with spirit to resolve whatever issue was. It must have been something very strong attraction to you, because it wouldn't have shown up in this lifetime again. Who knows, maybe you could have been in love and circumstances or social barriers or family or whatever kept you apart. Who knows? But you are living here and now. And again, if it becomes very sort of intrusive in your relationship, in which certain things pop up from time to time and things bother you, or you're trying too hard on something and something's not working right and whatever, the best thing to do is to take it to the source. Take it right to the what some people call the kickoff point, where you see, karma is very interesting. In a way, it's kind of like lying awake at night and beating ourselves up for something that we might have done accidentally. But you can't really buy your way out of karma. You can't sacrifice your way out of karma. You need to deal with it in a straightforward manner. And in the work that I do, when you discover that there are many different ways number one, profit from mistakes that were made in other lifetimes, and number two, avoid them entirely so that the karma is gone. So that is what spirit has given me as a unique gift, which I work with people in that way, but mainly to understand that karma is not forever. It's not something that you have to suffer through in order to pay back. It's something that you need to learn from. And almost everything that we do, especially the painful things and the difficult things, are for learning. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I would say the less expectations you have from each other, just let go and let the joy flow through you, and learn and grow together. But again, if there seem to be certain barriers or certain points that where things don't make sense, they make sense on a totally different level in a totally different lifetime.
Okay.
So think about it and decide what you want to do. If it's working out beautifully for both of you, just enjoy. If there are things that you need from each other that's not happening and it's making you uncomfortable, then is the time to look into that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Be happy.
Okay. Nika. Okay, God bless. All right, the other people I have not talked to, we've lost some callers, but that happens. Area code 708, I'm coming to you, and what is your first name, please?
My first name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. I have some health issues. One is I would consider weight, but what can weight, and there's other breast issues and lymph issues, so what can you guide me in the direction? Because I really need some guidance.
Okay. I would say that the biggest burden you carry is lack of love. A lack of being loved, lack of receiving the love that you certainly deserve. I feel you're a very giving person, but sometimes you give and nothing comes back. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does, Mary. Yep.
Okay.
Right on the money.
All righty then. It looks like either you're going to do something drastic, or you're going to have to find another place to receive love from.
Could you expand on it a little more?
Say you're in a bad marriage.
Been there, done that.
Okay, it's hard to get out of it. You've got kids, you've got things going on and everything. Suppose you find another way to receive love, and I don't mean necessarily another lover. I mean, for example, maybe a couple of hours a week you go to a hospital and read to children, or sit and hold premature babies. and giving the love and receiving it unconditionally, and letting spirit just flow through you. And
I can resonate with that.
Okay. So you're receiving the love,
mm-hmm.
not from the place that you would ordinarily expect it.
Right.
But it's so fulfilling, and it's so it doesn't expect anything from you. You don't have to. You don't have to make sure that you do the things that are expected of you to get it. You see what I'm saying to you?
I do.
So this is my suggestion by putting yourself in places where you are giving love, and you're creating a loving experience. And before you do this, it's good to connect in a way, and to reach out to spirit and open up and let the spirit energy flow into you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I ask for the loving presence, the loving energy of the universe to fill me, so that I can give it to others who need it. You will create your own little kind of affirmation mantra. And in the time of opening to spirit and asking to be guided to do and say the right thing at the right time, so that other people will feel that love, and their lives will be better because of it.
Mhm.
So sometimes shutting off our energy, locking it inside us, saying, all right, he's not going to be nice to me, I won't be nice to him either. and suddenly your natural loving energy is locked in, it's locked inside. And where is it going to go, and what's it going to do? So you need an expression of your love and the energy, and you let the loving, the universe is so filled with love. It's everywhere. But you don't see it because you can't touch it, or you can't measure it. But it's really there. And open it up and breathe it in and feel it. Let the breeze love your body as it flows through you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So just be an instrument of love. And you will find love coming from you to you from all kinds of places.
Including her body, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You need to love your body just as it is, and knowing that it's going to get better because you're loving it. How can anything get better when you're mad at it, when you're ashamed of it, when you're embarrassed about it?
I believe that's true, that you do need to go ahead and love your body. Or not condemn it, you know, or wish it wasn't something else, or, you know, I totally believe that, totally.
Okay.
Yeah. And as far as, the children, I thought of, and I even asked a friend of mine who works in a hospital to see if they have any programs that, you know, of holding babies where the parents aren't there, you know. And
right,
you go
exactly, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I've always resonated with young children, always, always,
mm-hmm.
always, always. They come
okay.
to me and I put them like ducks take to water.
Don't you wonder why I said that?
Uh-huh. It's true. There's a connection there.
Sure.
Yes, I agree.
And this is just a little nudge from spirit to follow your instincts. Push, you know, go even to somebody in the hospital and say, you know, that you want to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And maybe the person that you know that works in the hospital doesn't have the authority to give you permission to do that. You might check with some of the other volunteers. Can you go online and find volunteers on your computer?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
You are most welcome.
And
thank you.
We love you. Okay.
Absolutely. Take care, hon. Okay. We're not going to be able to get to everybody today, so bear in mind, if you want to get in touch with Mary, I'm going to give you her phone number one more time. We have a couple of new calls that may not have heard the number announced before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Area code 212-724-4081, 4081, that is. And
mm-hmm.
our next caller is area code 775, and you're live. What is your first name, please? Area code 775, do you have your phone on mute? We'll give you just a couple seconds. Okay, well, sorry to have missed you, and perhaps you just wanted to listen, but we're going to move on. Okay, area code 203, you are live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hello, my name is Anne, and I'm calling you from Connecticut. Hello to you both.
Hi, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I had a question. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I had someone speak to me, it was a couple of years ago, about the harmonic convergence of 87. I wanted to see if you would comment on, I was told it wiped out my karma at that point, any debt I had, because I agreed to participate. I don't know what happened subsequently. And I just wondered if you had any comments on that.
I would think twice about somebody making a comment like that.
Okay.
The harmonic convergence. There are all kinds of convergences going on all the time. I mean, we just had a super blue moon. You know, and frankly, nothing like that can wipe out your karma.
Okay.
That's silly.
Okay. I was just curious about that. Well,
you need to work on it yourself.
Okay. Thank you so
sure.
much.
Sure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important point, that we're all responsible for our lives, which include working through whatever karma we've accumulated from either this life or a past life. And
mm-hmm.
Mary can help you with that if you so choose, doing the multi-life therapy where she can take you back to previous incarnations where karma may have been formed and help you rewrite it so that you can let it go. And our next caller is from area code 215, and this may be the last call of the day. And what is your first name, please?
David, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, David.
Hi,
how you doing?
Good.
David, I have one thing to say to you real fast, okay? I called you about 2 months ago, and you said I was going to get something in 3 days, and I did. You are amazing. You are amazing.
Really? You sure
yes,
it was me?
Yes, you are amazing. Oh, it was you. I've been talking about you ever since. And
oh, wow.
Well,
I didn't realize I had that intuition, but I must have been moved to, maybe I was channeling something. I don't know.
That's right.
So I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear that.
Yes, you're amazing. You are definitely amazing. the reason why I'm calling is because I know my fiance loves me and stuff like that, and I think he's scared to get married. I mean, he asked me to get married to him. He has the engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see us eventually? I mean, I just don't, you know, if he's scared, I mean, I want to help him through it. But if he's not ready and he's just saying that, you know, because he's afraid of losing me or something like that, I just want to move on to the next level. I just don't want to be living together for the rest of my life, you know.
How long have you lived together?
3 years.
Okay. Have you ever asked him about how he really feels about marriage? You know how he feels about you, don't you?
I know he loves me, and I just think he's scared because he's never been married before, and I have, and
mm-hmm.
and I just think that he's stuck. He's
mm-hmm.
can't move on. But I told him how I felt and stuff like that, and he always says, "Coming soon."
Wait a minute. What did you tell him that you felt?
You know, I said if he had the engagement ring since January, and I'm like, when are you going to give me the ring? You know, I mean, put a ring on it. And
yeah.
he just says, coming soon, coming soon. I just think he's very nervous. Or
okay. Well,
he's saying that because he's afraid of losing me.
And what do you think that he would feel that giving you a ring and marrying you would drive you away? It sounds as if maybe he's known as a bad marriage.
Well, his mother was in a bad marriage, so I don't know if that is on his mind. I like every time I ask him, it's like he. He talks about it, but it's like I can pick up nervousness around him, you know, like, you know.
Well, how do you think your life would change if you got married to him?
How would it change?
Yeah.
With him being as religious as he is, I don't see why he won't marry me. But I mean, it wouldn't change at all. But there's other things.
Yeah, you're wiggling around the question. Did you notice that?
That I'm wiggling around the question?
Yep. Yeah. How would your life change if you got married?
My life wouldn't change. I mean, it would be the same.
Okay. There you
go. But there's important documents and stuff like that in case anything happened to me or happened to him. I mean, financially, I mean, when you're not married, there's things that you just can't get.
Yes,
I mean, when you're married,
absolutely.
You can. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I have
sure.
a pension and stuff like that.
How old are you?
I'm 58.
And he is?
45.
Okay. Now, and he's never been married.
Never.
So that means he's scared of marriage. But he's
mm-hmm.
not scared of intimacy, is he? Because you're having a good life together?
Well, there's rainy days, but more good days than rainy days. Yeah,
I mean
like every other couple. I mean, you can't
exactly.
have a perfect, you know.
Exactly. So, in some ways, maybe he's scared that getting married would bring out something negative between you, maybe on him, on his own self. Who knows? And say, you know, just tell him, I trust you, and I love you, and I really want to spend the rest of my life with you because you're so special to me. And, you know, truthfully, marriage is a spiritual thing. You can't have a paper or a proclamation or whatever to make somebody love somebody forever and make them feel the same way.
That's true.
The only thing, and you can say, look, you know, I had that piece of paper, and it didn't mean anything because of the man. You are a different man, and I feel totally different with you.
Oh, he is. I mean, he's amazing. I have never met nobody like him. I mean,
so you,
like
you
when
tell
I'm,
him
I'm
you
sick,
tell
he
him
doesn't
that.
Leave my side. I mean, he knows how
yeah.
I feel. I've told him that.
So,
I mean, I've never met nobody like him. He's very special.
Okay. So and you can say technically speaking, the piece of paper doesn't mean anything except for things like if something that we never expected happened to one of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just tell him, look if. If I was 19, I wouldn't care. But as we go along, we need to think about you know what would happen if. So, does he have a good job?
He's out of work right now. He got hurt on the job, so he's out on disability.
Okay. Well, that might be even something else. Maybe he doesn't know how well he could hold up his end of the marriage. Who knows? But you have to trust him enough and say, I trust you, and I know you'll do the right thing at the right time. So I'm going to quit worrying. Okay? And sometimes just taking the pressure off is all you need. But if he got hurt on the job, is he on disability?
Yeah, he's out on disability, yes.
Okay. And it is something that will heal and he'll get over it and go back to work?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, he's
okay.
pulled
the In the meantime, are you working?
No, I retired.
Okay.
But I financially take very good care of my own self.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Money's not an issue, you know. The love is the issue, but I, you know, for somebody to be as spiritual as they are, you know, and in God's
What religion is he?
He's Baptist.
Okay, and how about you?
I'm a Christian.
Okay. Mm. Okay. All righty. Well, Baptists don't have any problem with. Are you divorced?
Yes,
you
are? I was married for 26 years, yes.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay. So I think what you need to do is stop worrying about it,
mm-hmm.
and go for the love, go for the relationship that you have, and go for trust. If you don't trust him, and you need to
trust isn't an issue neither. I trust him totally. I mean, he's not like my husband was. I mean, my husband was a cheater.
Okay. So it sounds like you really don't have anything to worry, so you're making up something to worry about. So cut it out.
But do you see marriage down the road? I mean,
it depends on you. And you are the one that is worried about it.
Yes, I am, because I just recently almost died, and he would not be financially set if something happened to me.
It sounds to me like what you're saying, Mary, is she needs to focus on having a positive attitude and let go of the worry that can beget more things to worry about.
Exactly.
Well,
my
Susan,
grandmother used to say, never trouble till trouble troubles you. It sounds like you've got the best thing that you ever had in your life, and you're complaining about it because it's not in the exact way you want it.
Okay.
You know what I would suggest, Susan, stepping on anything Mary said, but she's said a lot to you, and sometimes we don't hear the whole thing. So I would go back into the archives sometime later. You know, the show will be in a podcast form in about 15 or 20 minutes. And listen to what Mary has said to you, and you may draw some more strength from it and some more insight. And you started about 10 minutes before the end of the show, so I'd go to like the 48-minute mark in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Susan, remember that marriage is a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
For most of the time of civilization, there weren't formal marriage licenses that had to go through the city or the county or the state. In the Bible, a man stood before his mother with someone he loved and said, I marry thee, and they were married. Marriage is a spiritual thing. You can't pass a law to make somebody love you. You can't pass. Keep love going when there isn't real any there.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you're threatened with jail, either you love or you don't. And it sounds to me like you've got what you want, and you don't even know you've got it because you're expecting something else.
Okay.
So relax and enjoy every minute with this man. You say you almost died.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a near death experience?
I could hear voices, but I couldn't see nobody. I had a hypertension acute retral failure. And he said I blanked in and blanked out a few times, but I could hear people. I could hear the rescue squad. I could hear the police talking to me. But I couldn't see them, and I couldn't, like, their EMT was telling me to squeeze his hand. I couldn't. It took me like 10 minutes to
Listen to me carefully. You are pushing too hard. Relax and enjoy what you have. You've already got what you want. Just because it isn't in the exact package with the exact bow on it doesn't make it any different, except the way you think about it.
Okay.
So what was he like when this was going on with you? Was he there?
Oh my God, he wouldn't leave my side.
Okay.
Like when I
So,
thing too.
So
I've seen that.
Do you understand what you have?
Mm-hmm.
And appreciate
it
and relax and stop pushing and stop demanding for it to be just the way you want.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is my health going to get better?
If you stop pushing, if you stop stressing about things that you don't need to be worried about.
Okay.
My dear, we're going to have to end there, but thank you for the call.
Thank you, David.
I hope I was helpful.
Yes, you were very helpful. Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Relax and enjoy. Be happy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what spirit wants.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And grow together.
Okay.
Enjoy your life, Susan. One day
thank
at a time,
you,
moment by moment.
Okay, thank you.
You
very
can
much,
do
both
it.
Of you. God bless you.
Yeah. God bless you. Mary, thank you so much for joining me today and being willing to go a little over time with Susan. I thought that was wonderful.
Okay.
And I'm going to once again wish you a happy, happy birthday and hope that you have a pleasant evening tonight.
Thank you. Okay. Bye. Love and light, everybody.
Bye there. All right, so once again we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And that's for you, Susan. Thank you for still listening. Good night, and God bless.